Growing up in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, I have often been called a skook. Schuylkill County residents call themselves this term with great pride. However, the people who do not know our history have a complete misunderstanding of what skook really means. Some outsiders use the term in a derogatory way. They drive through our small towns and judge what they see and hear without knowing the origins and history of the people who live there. Schuylkill County is in the heart of the coal region of Pennsylvania. When the coal industry died down, our towns began to struggle financially. Outsiders see our struggling towns and they feel bad because they think we are poor. They see bars on every corner and our love for Yingling beer and assume we are lazy alcoholics. They hear our slang terms and accents and assume we are uneducated. They see the farmland that surrounds every small town in the county and they think we are hicks. This is what outsiders think of when they hear the word skook, but they don't know us, they don't know where we came from, and how we got there. I say the term skook with great pride. Schuylkill County is part of the coal region. Most of our grandparents and our great-grandparents were coal miners. They worked their asses off in a highly dangerous job to support their families. Our towns thrived as people moved into them to take advantage of the booming anthracite coal industry. Our county was wealthy and prosperous and filled with nothing but hardworking coal miner families. Many of us skooks love this history, and we try to maintain the values of those who came before us. We work hard and will do anything for our families. Skooks will be the hardest working people that you'll ever meet. Since many of our grandparents quit school to work, a very unique dialect developed that has been passed down to current generations. An outsider might be walking through the streets and hear a young skook kid say, "Yo, bot, do you guys want to go down to the creek to skip some rocks and drink some gears?" Which means, do you want to go to the creek to skip rocks and drink iced tea? This is like our own language that many of us embrace while we speak to fellow skooks. We know we don't have much in our small towns, but we are content with the things that we do have, like fire company block parties, Mrs. T's pierogies, Gears iced tea, and of course, America's oldest brewery, Yingling beer. A skook is an individual from Schuylkill County who loves where they're from and isn't afraid to embrace their past and enjoys the unique way of life that so many of us live. Now that you know what the term skook means to me, hopefully you learned to appreciate it. This word has a special history that must be known in order to truly understand. Many other groups of people are in the same situation. Some of these labels are respectful and others are not. We need to be responsible for these labels and understand the meaning and implications of their use. If not, we might unintentionally disrespect an entire group of people.